ABC Radio Australia.
A PNG governor says his provincial government will lodge a legal challenge if a proposal for a massive mine is approved in its current form. The Freda mine would be the largest mine in PNG if it's given approval. And 10 UN special rapporteurs have written to the governments of Papua New Guinea, Australia, China and Canada, raising concerns about the proposed copper and gold mine, which is being planned by the Australian-based Chinese-owned company Panost. Alan Burden is the governor of the East Sepik province, and he spoke to ABC's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting.
I was not aware that the UN was making inquiries, put it that way. And I would have thought that if they were making inquiries of the national government, they would have considered talking to the provincial government as well. Because I believe we have a primary responsibility in matters such as this. In any case, there was no formal communication to us, so I can't really respond for the national government.
Obviously, the final stage of approval is with the Conservation, Environment and Protection Authority. What do you want to see from CEPA as it considers this final stage of approval?
My experience with CEPA, you know, both individually and as head of a provincial government, is that they once approve something, they have no mechanism in place to continue periodic reviews to see if whatever it was they approved is being adhered to in terms of any caveats that they may lay down. I'll give you an example. They approved a large-scale agricultural activity in my province about 9 years ago, and since they approved it, they've never sent anyone back to have a look at it. So, to be honest, I don't have a lot of faith in the ability of CEPA and for that matter, any other national agency to monitor things that are going on in remote places like in my province.
So you'd be worried about potential oversight if this development was given approval?
There is no oversight. And yes, I'd be seriously concerned if they gave approvals. They only tend to react when, you know, there's a spillage or, you know, as in the case of Ramu Nickel.
As you've said, the provincial government has said it's not on board with the current EIS. We've been hearing a lot of discussions around autonomy with provinces recently and how powers are divided between national government and provincial government. Is this out of the provincial government's hands now? And is that a concern for you?
I don't think so. I think legally, we have responsibilities similar to that of a state. I think our design is pretty much along the lines of what, the Australian Federation is constructed. There may be some differences, but I think that is the basic design. So jurisdictionally, anything that happens within the East Sepik province, the laws are quite explicit that it must have our approval, particularly in the event of mining and the treatment of waste, not just mining, but logging and everything else. Even though the laws do not specifically spell out that we should be involved, when it comes to management of the people's issues, we have authority over our political boundaries. So if they decide to go ahead with Freda as it is, without taking into consideration our very serious and justifiable concerns about the safety of that waste containment facility, then obviously we would go to court to enforce a unanimous decision made by the assembly. And we would have the legal standing to seek, the constitution allows us to take out court injunctions such as that. And of course, in that instance, our professional findings would be placed before a court of law. You go back to the basic principle. Who is responsible for looking out for the rights of the people in that concerned area? And in this instance, it would be the provincial government. So So we would be negligent of our responsibility if we did not act.
That was Alan Bird, the governor of East Sepik province, speaking there to ABC's PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting. The ABC has contacted PNG's Conservation and Environment Protection Authority and PANOST, the proponent of the mine, for a response. PNG's Environment Minister Wira Mori has previously said the national government there was well aware of the concerns raised and was confident it would be dealt with internally. And in its environmental impact statement, PANOS says the project, which would include a hydroelectric power plant, presents, quote, broad commercial and socio-economic development opportunities for Papua New Guinea.